Welcome to the number one source for information, news, and opinion on your Columbus Blue Jackets. This is CBJ in 30, presented by Telhio Credit Union. Find us on the CBJ Radio SoundCloud page, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, Spotify, Google Play Music, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Now here's your host, Bob McGilligan.
Tiny bubbles and make me happy, make me feel fine. Tiny bubbles make me warm all over. Well, feel
so here's a funny story for you right off the top today. I was trying to think of a song that talked about bubbles because the Blue Jackets went into the NHL bubble yesterday. And I couldn't think of anything. I started doing a search, and I can't believe that this song didn't come to my mind immediately because it was one of my grandfather's favorite songs. I heard it time and time and time and time again as a kid. And it really makes me smile and feel good today because I feel like I can honor him and also get you ready for the Stanley Cup playoffs at the same time. And it's not very often you can do two things at the same time, just like that. Welcome to the NHL bubble. Well, at least a virtual NHL bubble. This is a Monday mailbag edition of CBJ and 30 presented by Telhio Credit Union. I'm Bob McElligott. Yesterday, the Blue Jackets left Columbus and they went into the bubble. The NHL safe zone or whatever other name you want to give it, it's the bubble. They are within an area where they are going to be confined for the amount of time that they are in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And they're going to go, you know, where they're told to go, when they're told to go there, they're going to do what they have to do to make sure that they keep the bubble secure and that they can get in all the playoff games, not just the Blue Jackets, but all of the teams in the Eastern Conference landed in Toronto yesterday, moving into the bubble, which includes two different hotels and also some area on the fairgrounds complex there in Toronto. So I don't know all the specifics about it. I look to find that out as the week goes by because I want to reach out to guys that are inside there and have them tell you and me all about it and what's going on. So in the meantime, I'm in a virtual bubble here. And yesterday, the NHL released some looks of how the arenas would be decorated in Toronto and in Edmonton and how they're dressing them up for the TV look. Look, I can tell you this, on radio they look great always, all right? But the TV look is important, I guess, to the league. So they dressed them up and they put that out. So welcome to the virtual bubble once again. Blue Jackets are getting ready to take on the Boston Bruins in an exhibition game. That is coming up on Thursday. I'll tell you a little bit more about that as we get going. But as I said, this is a Monday mailbag, and that's the day that is the day that I take your questions and I answer them. By the way, before I get to all of that, I want to let you know, in case you didn't already know, that starting today, CBJ and 30 is back to a Monday through Friday presentation for you. Okay, we're going to go every day here throughout the Stanley Cup playoffs. I'll be on with you, preview games, recap games, take your questions about games, have guests talking about either yesterday's game or tomorrow's game that's upcoming, whatever the case may be. That's what's going to go on from here on out. So we're locked in. We're ready to go. It's time to get serious. There were 2 weeks of training camp at Nationwide Arena. I think they went well. Did they go as well as John Tortorella wanted them to? No. Do they ever go as well as John Tortorella wants them to? I'm talking about training camps. No, they don't. So he left not happy, which to me is normal. Now, the only difference is to leave unhappy in September going into October is one thing because you have a little bit of time. You have a little bit of runway there, if you will. If you don't get off to a great start, if you stumble a little bit, it's not the end of the world. It's not great, but it's not the end of the world, right? So that's one thing. That's not what this is. This is jumping right into it. So that's why he's not happy. He needs to have his team performing at its best less than a week from now on Sunday when they take on the Toronto Maple Leafs in the first game of a best of five series just to get into the round of 16 and compete for the Stanley Cup. So he wasn't exactly happy. He did give his team off on Saturday. As I said, they traveled yesterday. They'll get back at it with a practice this afternoon. Of course, tomorrow I will have the breakdown of that. And again, my breakdown's flying blind a little bit here. Okay, let's be honest about it because I'm not in the bubble. And, you know, we'll do our best to find out what's going on and bring it to you. And it's going to be a little bit more challenging, honestly, than it normally is. I'm not going to be right there to walk up to Nick Foligno or walk up to Cam Atkinson or Zach Werenski or Seth Jones or any of those guys. So we'll have to be creative. And that's the way it's going to be. That's the way it's dictated. And look, you don't argue with that. You just do what you can do to give you the best that we can. So that's exactly what I'm going to do. And I'm going to start by going to your questions right now. There are several ways to get questions for the Monday Mailbag. You can do it via Twitter by tweeting me at Bobby Mac Sports, BobbyMacSports. Or you can record a voice memo or a video even, and you can email me, BobbyMac@BlueJackets.com. So either way, or you can even write me an email too. I have that today. So I want to give you all of the options just so you know what's out there and what different people have done. Okay? Now that we have all the parameters down, let's go right to the questions and let's start on Twitter, again, at Bobby Mac Sports. And why don't we just start it off with Jacket Badass with the first question today. How far do you think the Blue Jackets will make it in this even harder playoffs? Do we have the tools to get to the Stanley Cup? Do you have the tools? Yeah, you've got tools. Do you have the toolbox? And what I mean is, are you going to have everything aligned the way that it needs to be? First and foremost, let's not kid ourselves. Goaltending is going to decide how far the Blue Jackets go in the playoffs. Goaltending is going to decide how far any team goes in the Stanley Cup playoffs. So do they have the tools there? Yes, they do. And they have two tools. If one of them's not working, then they have an option and another one that they can go to. So I think that's a plus for the Blue Jackets. I've told you that time and time and time again. I'll also tell you this, based on what I saw, again, eye test. You know I'm about the eye test, not about the analytics so much, or they've got to be in cohesion with one another, but there are no analytics during practice games, scrimmage games at the ice house. Look, Jonas Korpisalo, throughout the two-week period, I saw it on social media, I saw it written in print about you know, how many goals he had given up and that, you know, Elvis looks sharper and this and that. Listen, I've told you before and I'll tell you again, it doesn't matter until there's a team wearing a different color uniform on the other side. But on Friday, the Blue Jackets had their final scrimmage before breaking camp. And in that one, which was the last one, and you know what they say about lasting impressions, like the last thing you see is what you think about, I thought Korpisalo was the better of the two on that day. I thought he was very good, gave up 5. Elvis gave up 10. Again, was it played with the same type of defensive prowess that the Blue Jackets are going to have to play with against the Toronto Maple Leafs? Not even close. No chance, not even close. But 10-5. So do with that what you will. It's really not going to matter. What's going to happen on Thursday against Boston in the exhibition game? Probably what happens there determines more of what's going to happen on Sunday against Toronto than anything else. Okay? So do you have the tools? Yeah, you've got the tools. The scoring is going to be the question. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I'm not going to lie to you. We all know it. We've watched it throughout the course of this year. We all know that there is a question when it comes to that, which, by the way, leads me to the next question of the show. And this is from Michael Pagano. And Michael says, who is most likely to step up and replace the offensive output from last season's playoff series against the Lightning? With the departure of Duchesne and Panarin, who combined for 12 points in 4 games, who's going to replace that? Well, Michael, that's a great question and also a great segue here because I'm going to consult the stats, which are being brought to you by Franklin University. Franklin makes it possible. And the stats during the regular season, I'm just going to give you the top goal scorers for the Blue Jackets during the regular season. Oliver Bjorkstrand finishes the regular season with 21 goals, so that had him on top. Zach Werenski was right behind him with 20, and Pierre-Luc Dubois was in third place with 18. Get the fourth place, Gus Nyquist. You have to go down to five to find Cam Atkinson, who had only 12 points during this regular season. Or, I'm sorry, not 12 points. I take that back. 12 goals during this regular season. So, Cam, we've talked about why he had an off year. He was injured a lot this season. But if you go back, you know, you're talking about Duchesne and Panarin, who were very important in that series. Cam Atkinson found himself with only 4 points in that series, but he also happened to be right there at number four or number three, really, on the list, because Duchesne had 7 points. Panarin and Werenski were tied with five, and then he had Atkinson. So it's going to be very important for Cam once again. Oliver Bjorkstrand also had 4 points. He's got to take it up a notch in the playoffs. There's no doubt. Leading goal scorer on this team during the regular season, there has got to be more that comes from him. And Pierre-Luc Dubois, again, a great regular season for Pierre-Luc Dubois. He didn't get the 20 goals, but that's because he didn't get to finish regular season campaign. He had 18 goals, 31 assists, 49 points. Blue Jackets need big things out of him in these playoffs. I really do think that they need that. They, you know, they need the secondary scoring a lot. You know, if Bemstrom looked good in camp at times, I get tired of saying that because I said that during the September camp. I said that during the preseason and all of that. And then, look, he just, quite honestly, let's be open and honest here with each other. Emil Bemstrom just needs more time in the National Hockey League. That's all. He's been around for about 10 minutes. He's a great pedigree. Great things is what he did in Europe. All of that. I totally respect all of that from Emil Bemstrom. Okay? I get it. Absolutely get it. But here's the thing. Not quite ready for prime time. If he gets ready for prime time in these playoffs, oh boy, what a boost that would be. Because he is essentially playing. Is he playing on the second line or the third line? If the lines even stay like they were in the practices here in the last couple of days. Second line or third line? Very good question, right? Because his line the other day, again on Friday, last thing you see, I go back to it, last thing you see, lasting impression. His line was terrific. He and Wenberg and Texier, dominant. Dominant. Now, will that be the same against Boston? They're going to play physical. You know they're going to play physical even in an exhibition game. Will it be the same against Toronto? Can they skate with those guys and put up the same number of points? Well, that all has yet to be seen. But those are just some of the people, quite frankly, to answer your question, that have got to step it up here in this postseason. Let's move on here and go to the email. Bobby Mack at BlueJackets.com. Matt Cordell checking in here saying, thanks so much for bringing back the Monday mailbag. I know the first round is oddly a playoff series without technically being a playoff. How will games tied after regulation be decided in this first round? I'll stop right there and tell you, Mack, that they're going to be decided just like they are during the regular playoffs. Okay? In these qualifying series, they'll play until somebody wins. They'll keep on going. Now, for the round-robin tournament that's going to be played by the four top seeds, they will play, if one of those games goes into overtime, they'll do the 5 minutes of three-on-three and then go to a shootout like you would during the regular season. As for the rest of us, it's going to be five-on-five overtime until somebody wins. So that answers that question. Matt goes on to say, with that, I feel like teams were content to get to overtime with us because we didn't have a real offensive threat on the team. Someone whose speed or shot struck fear in the hearts of our opponents. It seems like when you get to three-on-three hockey, a true offensive weapon is a must. As much as I love our guys, we didn't have that all season. Can Liam Foudy, with his speed, or Eric Robinson, with his wrister, develop into that kind of player? They're very interesting questions because they both have speed. I think Foudy more so than Robinson. That's really – I'm not trying to knock Eric Robinson here, but – he's going to play on the fourth line. And even though Liam Foudy may play on the fourth line in these playoffs, he's going to be a top six player. We all know that. As soon as he gets some experience, he's going to be a top six player. So when you take it like that, He could be a factor. I think he could be. It depends on how good he gets, how quickly. Pierre-Luc Dubois is a great factor in overtime. Seth Jones, a great factor in overtime. But they're missing that Panarin element that they had last year. Let's be honest. Last year, they got to overtime. It was almost money. They were going to win. Not so much this year. So can Liam Foudy bring that total element? Not just the speed. Can he lay a great pass out there? Can he put a great shot on net and bury it in the overtime? Those are the questions that will need to be answered. But that being said, yes, he has the potential. You don't buy groceries on potential. I get that. But he's got the potential to find a way to get that done. So we'll see if he does. All right, back to the email here. Got a couple of voice questions for you that I'm going to play. We're going to find out. We're going to find out who's got the question, what the question is, and then I'll give you the answer to it.
Hey, Bob, how's it going? Cameron Maynard from Belford, Kentucky. It's been a long time since I've posted you. I haven't sent you a question since before the COVID-19 stuff started. So it feels good to be doing it again. First of all, how's your summer been? And my second question is, if the Blue Jackets defeat the Toronto Maple Leafs, realistically, I know there's, you know, the Lightning, the Bruins, the Capitals, the, you know, those powerhouses in the West, like, you know, Vegas, Calgary, Winnipeg, St. Louis. I mean, obviously, there's a bunch of teams that can win the Cup. And for the Blue Jackets to defeat all those teams, obviously, it's not going to be easy. They're going to have to earn it. But realistically, how much of a chance do you think the Blue Jackets have at winning a Stanley Cup championship? Look forward to you answering my question. Thanks.
Well, Cameron, good question. Good question. First of all, my summer has been pretty good, all things considered, with what we're all dealing with. So thank you for asking. It's been good. It's been nice to get outside and sweat a little bit these last couple of weeks. Realistically, again, it's going to depend on your goaltending and your scoring, because they've got the defense to do it. They play a good team defense. On paper, it's very easy to like other teams ahead of them, right? Again, but it's all about getting hot, and it's all about having the right mindset. Everybody's going to be in that bubble. I'm telling you right now, I'm telling you this, there are going to be teams that fall behind early, and I just can't see the wherewithal to want to power through it and really sell out if you're down two games to none. And I'm not saying the Blue Jackets are going to be. I'm just saying in general. You're in a bubble. You don't know how long you're going to be in that bubble. It's going to depend upon the mentality. The teams that are prepared going in to be there for 2 months and win the whole doggone thing are going to be well ahead of the teams that are like, this might be cool for a little bit, but I don't know. It's mindset. And the Blue Jackets have a great advantage there with John Tortorella. You know, realistically, yeah, the deck is stacked. I mean, you look at the teams that they'd have to play and what they'd have to get through, and, you know, you felt better about it, you know, last year with that scoring that was asked about earlier. That doesn't mean they can't do it. They will be underdogs every step of the way. They love to be the underdog. John Tortorella loves them being the underdog. So, they haven't played one single game yet, Cameron. I'm not going to count them out whatsoever. It's going to be tough, but it's going to be tough for everybody and not just the Blue Jackets. So, I think they have as good a chance as anybody. Last year, we thought Tampa had every chance and thought the Blue Jackets had none and thought wrong. So, I'm not going to make that mistake again for sure. All right, here's another question.
Hey, Bob. Mike the Fireman here. Had a quick question for you about all teams going into the bubble and the concept of the emergency backup goalie. With the teams having to whittle it down to a set number of roster spots, I'm assuming they're just going to have two goalies in that roster. So if something catastrophic does happen over the course of a game or two games, what concessions has the NHL made for the e-bug? And being in Toronto, is David Ayers going to be available? Hope everything's good, man. Have a good one. Be safe.
Well, thanks, Mike. will David Ayers be available? The infamous Zamboni driver for the Toronto Marlies, who dressed for the Carolina Hurricanes as the emergency backup and beat the Toronto Maple Leafs in Toronto. Will he be available? Probably. Might be selling his services to 12 teams, actually, during this. But no, the rosters came out yesterday. The Blue Jackets took three goalies. That just completely makes sense because there's going to be a lot of practices and the games are coming fast and furious. You're going to want to rest a goalie. You know, maybe who's ever starting doesn't practice one day. You still want to have two goalies. They'll be able to do that. So Matisse Kivlenix joins Jonas Korpisalo and Elvis Merzlikins in the bubble. They've got three goalies. Most teams do. Some, I think there are, I don't know how many have four, but you could take what you wanted. You had that. They had the set number of what, 30. You could divide that up however you want. The Blue Jackets did not take Veini Vevalainen. He was left off the roster. Ryan McInnes was left off the roster yesterday when it was turned in. One other guy. Why is the other guy? Why is the other one escaping me at just a moment? All right, fine. I'm going to look it up because that's only fair. But anyway, they are taking the three goalies, so that emergency situation is going to be taken care of with Matisse Kivlenix. He is he's the guy. Cole Sherwood is the other guy. Doggone it. I knew it was easy, or it should have been easy, but it wasn't so easy when it was all said and done. Sherwood's the other guy that was left off the roster and is not in the bubble. So your fan favorites like Nathan Gerby, he's there. Kevin Stenlin, he's there. Will they play? I don't know. Find out. We'll find out real quickly. Because if somebody falters, guys like that are going to get a chance to play. There's no doubt about it. And let me go with a kind of a fun one here at the end. Jody sent this in and said, fun question for you. How many NHL games have you called? Here's the true answer. Don't know. I really don't know. I haven't thought about it. Now, putting it together in my mind, this is, I'm finishing up my 11th season here. There was the half season with the lockout, right? That was 42 games. This year we played 70. And then the other years were all full years. I think I had filled in for 10 prior to my coming here. So I'm in the neighborhood of 860. That doesn't count preseason or postseason. It's not the way we do it. We only count regular season. So in the neighborhood of 860. If you put all those other ones in, obviously the total goes up, but what counts is what you do in the regular season. So that's my best guess. And I, you know what? It's a great number, and you made me think about it. And, you know, it seems like they come fast, but they really don't. But you don't – nobody counts until you get to 1,000. And even the day I get to 1,000, I'm going to be honest with you. If I know, it's because someone will have told me. I'm not going to sit and count them all up. Maybe I should now since I know what the number is. No, I'm just – it's not about me. Right? It's not about me. It's about them and what they do on the ice. But thanks for the question. That was kind of fun. Made me think. And I'm not accustomed to that very often. Blue Jackets are going to take on the Boston Bruins coming up on Thursday. And let's take a look at that. Just a quick game preview for you. It's brought to you by Moo Moo Express Car Wash. And do you moo? The CBJ do. The game on Thursday, even though it won't count for anything in any standings, it will count for the preparation and being ready to go for the Blue Jackets. Again, the intensity should be up. The Boston Bruins are one of those four teams that is going to play in the round-robin tournament, which I think in some ways is going to be weird because they're going to have points awarded, and then it could affect their seeding. Like, Boston is sitting pretty right now. I mean, they're sitting right there at the top of the conference, and they're ready to go. Could they stub their toe in a preliminary play-in round? Possibly they could. But we'll see. And we'll see what happens there. And as this week goes on, I'll tell you more about that game, and, you know, we'll get an idea of who's going to play. I can tell you right now the Bruins have had David Pastrnak was at least exposed to the COVID-19. So he's been held out of practice. So that would be, they expect him to be back. They expect him to be ready to play. Will he be ready to play Thursday or in the round robin tournament? That I don't know right now, but they do expect him to play. But they're going to come. They're going to be ready to go. They've got to be ready to go. Everybody's got to be ready to go this week. So, again, it is just the first week of some really interesting stuff. And I don't know if you watched any baseball this weekend, but you start watching games, especially in baseball, you're not thinking about, man, if you lose 2 out of 3 on opening weekend, you're in big trouble. Because normally you play 162 games and nobody even remembers what you did first week in April when the season opened. But I noticed from watching baseball that all of the commentators were saying, you know, about this being a real sprint. They're only going to play 60 games. So if you lose 2 out of 3 in the opening weekend, it's a big deal. And a number of teams did. So this is the same thing, but then some, because you're in the playoffs. So this exhibition game is going to be very important for both teams. It is going to really be their final tune-up. And they're in the bubble now. They're together. Everybody is, you know, everybody's getting tested all the time. Everybody's clear. Everybody's ready to go. And there's a lot of fraternizing going on there with your own team. I don't know what the rules are about fraternizing with the other teams. I hope they don't anyway. It's a playoffs. You should not fraternize with anybody and just hate them until it's over, in my opinion, my old school opinion. But anyway, but the tightest teams that can get the big goals and the key saves at the key times are going to be the teams that are going to ride it all the way to the very end. So it's going to get really interesting, really fast. Blue Jackets doing some practicing today. Again, we'll talk about that tomorrow and keep you up to date with what is going on in Toronto as the Blue Jackets move toward Thursday when they take on the Boston Bruins and play in that exhibition game. Lots of stuff coming this week. Tonight, Blue Jackets Radio Network, I will be joined by Jody Shelley, Jean-Luc Grandpierre, and Jeff Rimmer as we preview the playoffs, preview the series against the Toronto Maple Leafs in detail, breaking it down, the forwards, the defense, the goaltending, special teams, all of that for you. We're going to do that on the Blue Jackets Radio Network tonight, Monday night. That'll be at 7 o'clock. If you miss it live, you'll be able to pick it up on our CBJ Radio SoundCloud page. We'll have it there for you as a podcast. Same place where you're finding this, of course. CBJ in 30 every day this week, Monday through Friday now, as long as the Blue Jackets last in the playoffs. I will do that for you. The Inside Edge is coming up on Wednesday night on the flagship station of the Blue Jackets Radio Network, 97.1 The Fan. Jody Shelley and I will have that for you. We're working on a guest. Last I heard, we're going to try to get Zach Werenski. We'll cross our fingers and hope. And if it's not him, it'll be somebody else. What do you like? How do you like that for just being real, right? It's not him. It'll be somebody else. But that'll be that'll be Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. So, again, there's going to be a ton of information out there for you. Check BlueJackets.com and the Blue Jackets app because you'll be able to get some looks inside the bubble as to what's going on there with the players. So that's where you need to be focused. And we're all going to be there as one and get this done. Bring this to you in the best way that we can. Make it fun. And hopefully the Blue Jackets win some games because that really makes it fun and really easy on guys like me. Thanks for tuning in to this Monday Mailbag edition of CBJ in 30 presented by Tel Hayo Credit Union. Until tomorrow, I'm Bob McKelligan saying so long. I'll tell you.